Lamed Hayim Beis. Ten lines down. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. Rav Papa asked the Baya question. The Rabbah Damar Chiddush Shachit Shatar Bekanas. If you learn up that the Tana of the Mishnah is Remeir, that Davo Gav the Mikdal Mashalim. So the way he answered the steer between the Mishnayos is the mayor holds it's not a steer up. According to the mayor, the person by Knas can pay both the financial element of the Knas and get Malkus as well. So the Mishnah Malkus says he gets Malkus, and the Mishnah over here says that he pays the Knas. So the problem is, who's giving me the Tana of the Mishnah? Ikir Meir, Kasha Bitoi.
What's not his
stereo? We started back, we asked way back when we have a stereo between the two Mishnahs. Our Mishnah says you pay Kanas by Achoisoi, the Mishnah Malkus says you get Malkus by Achoisoi, and you can't be Loikim Mishalim. So Ula answered that you're Mishalim and a Loikus. Rabbi Yochanan answered by saying that in the case there was no Hasra. Rabbi came along and said, you can get both. By Kanas, you can get both. So you get Malkus, like the Mishnah says in Malkus. You pay Kanas, like the Mishnah says over here. No problem. The problem is, the Chara, and Rashi pointed out over there, that the next Mishnah, and the Mishnah is a parallel Mishnah, it's just the same Tana, says by Bitoi, that he doesn't pay. Iker Meir Kasher Bitoi. According to Meir, we're saying even by case of Mesa Mashalim, the way Rabbah learns to answer up, we had the brisa that Remeir says Tavach B'Shabbos he's chayiv to pay. So Rish Lakish said Tveich Ayliyacher. Rabbah said no problem. Remeir holds you can pay, even though he's chayiv misa, he still pays the kanas of dalav behei. So that's true, he still pays the Kanasa Dala Behei. So, Rish Lakish has answered that the Tana of the Mishnah is Remeir, is not going to fit when you get to the second Mishnah. What? Rish Lakish is the one who said that the Tana of the Mishnah is Remeir. The child is, what exactly is Remeir Shita? So we had a problem with Remeir because Remeir says by the case of Ganav Tava B'Shabbos that he pays the Kanas. So Rish Lakish said the case over there was he was Tveich Ayliyacher. He himself did not Shecht. Rabbah says, no. He can be Chayiv Kanas for Shechting on Shabbos. Because when Kanas, moment you cannot, Mesu Mashalim by moment not, but Mesu Mashalim by Kanas, yes. So by Bita, why? If the Tana Mishnah is Remeir, what do you do with the Mishnah Bita? Okay. Ikrim Nachim and Akana. So Kasha Chayso. So the Chi of Korah should pass to the first Mishnah. So where it says like this. Ikrim Yitzchok. So Reb Yitzchok is Rashi says that's throwing in a new Yudi over here. Reb Yitzchok Shita is in Malkus that Chayv Krisis are not Chayv Malkus. Okay, so Chayv Krisis are not Chayv Malkus. And so you'll answer, maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is the reason why by Chosi he pays is because no Chiyah Malchus. So the more, but that won't work because Kasha Mamzeris. Mamzeris clearly, there is Malchus. So that can't be the answer to the Mishnah. So more says like this. Hanichi Sabala Kerbiachanon who. If you hold like a Biyachanon, that a case of Chayv Malkashogin is Chayv to pay, so then we learn the case of Mishnah was that there was no Hasra. So Matarz like a Biyachanon. So if Rabba holds like a Biyachanon, that Chayv Malkashogin pays the money, and Chayv Malkashogin does not, so you learn the Tana of the Mishnah is the Chachamim, and both Mishnahs are talking about there is no Hasra. And so, by Chayvim Malkus, when there's no Hasra, he pays the money. That's the first Mishnah. By Chayvim Mises, there's no Hasra, he does not pay the money. At least some of the Kurish Lakish, well, it's Chayvim Malkus Shagigan is Potter. So, you can't say the reason why he pays the money is because there was no Hasra, because Chayvim Malkus Shagigan is also Potter. Elamai what? So the more so hechim taritz law. So he doesn't have a way to answer the Mishnah. We don't hold a gula. Rabbi doesn't hold a gula. So you're not like a mashalim. I'm sorry, you're not mashalim instead of being like a. Good. We're saying right now he doesn't hold like the if he holds a Rish Lakish, the Chayim Malka Shagigan. So the fact that there was no Asura, he'll still be potter from paying the money. So only eight of the sayings goes like your mayor. You go like your mayor according to the rabbi, but the second mission doesn't fit. So more al karka kerbiachon sirulei. So we're forced to say that rabbi holds like kerbiachon. The machlokas of chayv malkashogin, it holds like kerbiachon. So the case where a person it's a live on the Torah which is chayv malkas, but there's no asra. The avera does not patter the moment, and he pays the moment. Chayv Misa Shagin, the Vera, even though there's no Chayv Misa, that's part of the moment. So the first mission is Chayv Malkus, so he pays. Second mission, there was Chayv Misa, he doesn't pay, even though there was no Asra. Karachon Kribyachon Sirle. Okay. Okay. The Rish Lakish Amar Beferish Shibs of Torah Chayvim Malkus Chayvim Mises, and just like Chayvim Mises, even in the case there's no Asura, he's Potter. Chayvim Malkus also, but there's no Asura, he's Potter. So Man Tana the Polig Leader of Bechirim and Akana. So Bechirim and Akana said that Chayvim Krisis that he said that the chorus has the same din as Chayvim Mises. So all the cases of chorus are also Chayvim Malkus. So if you hold now, in the case of Malkus Bebezid, that gets Malkus, so Bashri Pat is the moment. So where's the Mechirim in relevance? In a case where it was Beshogeg, or there was no Hasura. So if you hold like a Berechon, there's no Hasura. So now there's a Chiyav moment. Comes to Mechirim and says, yeah, but since you're dealing with Chayvim Krisis is like Misa. So even though there's no Asra, just like by Misa, there's no Asra, you're Potter. By Korish, there's no Asra, you're still Potter. But if you're Potter because of the Malkus, even though there's no Asra, so who cares if there's a Chayv Krisis? It's irrelevant whether there's a Chayv Krisis. So Karn the Rish Lakish, that, again, Rechim HaKadosh's point was that Korish has the same Chumra as Misa. So Rabbi Yechanan, that's a relevant point. In a case where because every case of Korish, except for Pesach and Mila, which it's hard to pin down the Chiyah moment over there. Our Lavin. So the Chiyah Malkus also. Chayvim Malkus. The Chayvim Krisis get Malkus. Okay, so it's a chiyah malchus. So according to Berachah, the chiyah malchus, when there's a surah, he's part. If there's no surah, he has to pay the money. Comes from Berachah and says, okay, but since it's a chiyah chorus, just look, by Misa, even though there's no surah, he's potter. By Chorus also, even though there's no surah, he's potter. So I need Rechim Yerkana is saying, we hear what he's saying. We hear, if you hold not like him, the Chorus doesn't potter, so he paid the money. Rechim Yerkana, it's a Chayim Malkus anyway. It's even though there's no surah, you're potter. So who cares if there's Chorus or not? So who would argue in Rechim Yerkana? So Mor says, so E Remeir, E Rabbi Yitzchok. So Rabbi Yitzchak, as we just mentioned, Rabbi Yitzchak Shita is that Chayim Chorus are not Chayim Malkus. So if you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, were it not, the Chayim Malkus, there's no Chayim Malkus over the Pater. It comes to Rechim Mekhan and says, yeah, but the Chayim Chorus Paters. But if you don't hold like your Rechim Mekhan, so then there'll be a Chayim moment. Because there's no Chiyah Malkus, and the Chiyah of Krisis doesn't patter. So we understand Rabbi Chaim and Akana is Chiddush, and we understand why you would hold what's relevant, hold not like Rabbi Chaim and Akana. According to Remeir holds Loikim Mashalim. See, if you learn that Remeir holds Loikim Mashalim, but not Mason Mashalim, so Chiyah of Krisis, I need to know. If you hold Chiyah of Krisis are like Misa, so he's Loikim Mashalim, but he's not Mason Mashalim. Krisis is like Misa, so he doesn't have to pay. If you hold not Rebbechon Mekano, he'll be like, the Chiyah of Krisis does not patter, the Chiyah of Malkus does not patter in the moment either. So it's like a Mashal. Okay. Zok Rashi. The Rabbah the Omer, the Reb Meir Kiddushu. Rabbi said that in Remeir it's a Kiddush that to answer the brisa that Tveach Gona B'Tava B'Shabbos that he pays is because Knas you pay even by Chiyav Misa Masisa Kaman Mukim. So the Shnuye Rumi the Merminin Allah, we asked this, the Kash in our Mishnah, a steer in our Mishnah from the Mishnah in the Elohen Aloykin. The Chaim of Law and they like a Mashalim. We raise the question, they like a Mashalim. So, our Mishnah says he pays Kanas, and Mishnah says he gets Chaim Malkus. So, Iker Meir, Dhammer like a Mashalim, Kishanina Rish Lakish, if he'll answer the Mishnah like Rish Lakish, the first Mishnah says it's Chaim Mammon, because you can get Malkus and Mammon. So, the Kasha Bitoy. So, the next Mishnah by Bitoy, which says that he's Potter. If he's man is bito, he'd be potter from paying kanas. The bishtom of Rish Lakish. Look, the gun of a tub of a Shabbos to be a higher day after. Abba to be a higher day after. Let me show them. Rish Lakish. We raise the question of Rish Lakish to say the tat of the Mishnah is Remeir. What do you do with bito? So he said, Mason Mashalim Leslie. He says, I got him a tub of a Shabbos. That's all you're after. He did. Somebody else did the shkita. Lokash, the Mason Mashalim Leslie, the Remeir. Philip Knas. Rish Lakish is on record. The Remeir holds a case of Misa and Mammon. He doesn't pay the Mammon. Even if it's a case of Knas, he doesn't pay the money. Only Loikim Mashalim, yes, Mason Mashalim, no. So the two Mishnayas make sense. Al Rabba, the Kasha Bitoy, the Knasu. But Rabba, who holds that Remeir holds even by a case of Misa, Kanasi pays. We're dealing with Kanas over here. So why does Bitoy Pater the Kanas? The Mishnah says Pater, so it can't be Remeir. Iker Rechim and Akana, the Islay Nami Loikim Mashalim, to Remeir. So Rechim and Akana holds Loikim Mashalim, like Remeir holds. How do we know that? Mikamar Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. That the reason why you're part of Yom Kippur is because it has the Chi of Kordis makes it like Shabbos. Forget about the Chi of Kordis. It's Chai Malkus. Yom Kippurim would depart the Mitashum and Umishum Kordis this way. So the reason why you're potter is because it's Yom Kippur, and that's a chiyuv koras. When exer shabbat the osan osan, hamshim lav malchus disbei loy potter. He doesn't feel that the chiyuv malchus of the lav would potter the Yom Kippur would potter. So why is that? Because he holds like your mayor like a mashalim. Okay, but since it's a chiyuv koras, not that then you don't pay. Masisa nami disle loyka mashalim. So then, then the Mishnah over here says, "Loike Mashalim, the day who could go like a Mechirim in the Kana, who makes a Mashalim less, they feel the Mekanas, and says the Mechirim in the Kana holds, makes a Mashalim not, you don't pay the money by case of Misa, even if it's a case of a Kanas, you don't pay. So far, so good. But so that'll be Masber in our Mishnah. Why by Mamzeris?" He pays the kanas, but kasha choisoi. He named him shum malchus loypotule. I understand that the malchus, he also loyke mashalim, so the malchus will not pater the chi of kanas, but the chi of koras will. Lifter him shum koras. Ikir bitzah tukma. Little says how the mishnas are bitzah. Remember my seth and malchus. Ain chaver kisus b'klal malchus mem. He argues on the mishnah and says the chaver kisus do not get malchus. Well, lest they hide Elo Henoloikin, Abolachosim, that the mission says Elo Henoloikin, Abolachosim. So there's no Chiyah Malkin, Shim Hoche Chayav Metashlumen. So that will answer Achosoy, Bekashim Amzeris, they'll call Vadim Shim Malkus, Tani Isla Kanas. But he holds, he doesn't argue on Loikin Mashalim. He holds Eloikin Mashalim. So he holds Eloikin Mashalim, so why Bekashim Amzeris? Does he have to pay? Okay, Zotim Morda. So maybe like this. The way Rabbi will answer, Hanichi Sabar Rabbi Kerbirchanan. If Rabbi holds the Kerbirchanan, that Kishaloy Hisubai, in case there was no Asod Mashalim, the Chavi Malkus Shagigin, the Dover Achir is Chayiv. You're talking about Avera, which is Chayiv Malchus, but there's no Asura, therefore he's not going to get the Malchus. And there's a Chiyav Mammon with it. He pays the money. So then, if he holds a Kerbirchan, the Chayiv Malchus Shogin pays, see, you know, Mukha Masisin, Mishal Hisra by Kerbirchan, he'll say that the case of the Mishnah was there's no Asura. And the first Mishnah says, Chayiv Malchus, when there's no Asura, you pay. The second Mishnah talked about Chayiv Mises, even though there's no Asura, you don't pay. So he pays with no asura, and Vito he doesn't pay even though there's no asura. Ali Sava law, if Rabbi holds like Reish Lakish, the Rachamin money, yeah. Ali Sava law can be Mammon or Malchus. And if Rabbi holds, my case of Mammon or Malchus, I feel like history by Potter, me Mammon, he holds like Reish Lakish. The Chavi Malchus Shogun is Potter. Even though there's no asura, and he's not going to get malchus, still he doesn't pay the money. Upholding other Rabbi Yochanan. So he's arguing Rabbi Yochanan. The Kloshkin and the Ula Dharma, the Fila Hizra by Michelle and Mammon, Vena like it. Ula holds, when there's malchus and Mammon, you pay the money. So he's not going like Ula. It's good. But if he holds, Vish Lakish, So, he has no way to learn the Mishnah. Like Rabbi Yochanan, like Kula, like Reish Lakish. We have three answers. Rabbi Yochanan's answer that there was no Asura, but we're saying, like Reish Lakish, no Asura, he'll still pay Potter for a moment. Reish Lakish is the Tanna's emissions of Mayor. That's not going to work either. Right, that's the starting point over here, because Bita, current Rabbah's Kanas, he should pay. And Ula, which holds that Ula, which holds with the Chiyuv Mammon and Malchus, you get the Mammon instead. He doesn't like the whole of it either. So who has it on the Mishnah? Okay. So the Morsi were forced to say, "Akar Chacha, Yisrael have a Mammon and Malchus, the Loike and a Mashalim." See if he holds a Mammon and Malchus, the Loike is that you get Malchus, not like Ula. So then, Kerbirchan Sirle, Meshagigim, the Meshalim Mammon, and Mukulah Meshalah Hisrubah. So if he doesn't hold a gula, so when it's malchus at the moment, the malchus is given at the moment. The only way that he'll be able to answer the Mishnah is the saying he holds a kibirchan and the chayvim malchus shogigim. Case of a chi of malchus when there's no asura pays. So that's the case of the Mishnah. And the more said, the Mishloch is number of fairships of Torah. Chayvim malchus kechayvim mises. The chayvim malchus shogigim peturim and the shalim. Even though there's no hasrua, he doesn't pay the money. So man tana the polygon and Rabbi Chunya. So who argues that Rabbi Chunya and Akana? Mechayvei tashlum and mechayvei krisis. Who's the tana who argues Rabbi Chunya and says there's a chi of tashlum and mechayvei krisis? Can he the shuas? Shehilik is a goddess. We have a kippurim. Chayavim beperk shuas aedus. The more within himself, the shuas says that he's hilik a goddess. We have a kippurim. So the Ruchim and Kana says potter because since in Kippur is a chiv koras, he's potter. Chama say hilik goddess. We have a kippurim. It's chayim. So who's that tana? Well, what? But if you hold a Kish Lakish, that's the more is asking, you hold a Kish Lakish, holds Chayv and Malchus Shogin is Potter, so why do you pay? You're not Chayv. Yes, they don't hold Chorus like Misa. It's not Potter because of the Chorus. But Yom Kippur is Chayv Malchus. So if you hold a Kibbe Yechanan, Malchus only Potter is when you get Malchus. So the Mishnah was from a case of the, he didn't get Malchus, there was no Asura. So now he's Chayv to pay the money. According to Rish Lakish, Malchus, even when there's no Asura, he doesn't get the Malchus, doesn't pay. So why do you pay Yom Kippur? Just give Malchus there. Okay. Masis and the Halka and the Knoss of Al-Khoisai, our Mishnah says it's a Chiv Knoss by a case of Al-Khoisai. Okay, so it's not holding like like Rebbe Chaim and Akana, the Chiv Chorus doesn't patter. He nami the less lay osin osin. The three Mishum Chorus. Yes, there's no Gzeir Shava osin osin. Rebbe Chaim and Akana is Gzeir Shava, and therefore you're not patter because of the Chiv Chorus. But if three Mishum Lav, but the Lav patters. There was no Asura. Kondra Ishlakish, main history boy, mainly history boy. It's still part of the chorus, but the lav, Chutzi Pesach Amila. Every case of chorus also is a key of lav, except for Pesach Amila. Okay, so that's why we said that the Tanav Bar Mishnah, Kondra Ishlakish, is he doesn't hold the gula. That like in the case of Malchus, the moment you pay the money, that's clearly he's not holding that. He says that's the Sigma Favorish. You can't say the case of Mishnah here there was no Asura, because according to him, even though Asura, you don't pay the money. So what's the case? According to Mishlakish, Mishnah Riachan Mukilah Afilah Bekarbanan the Pligia Leider Meir Domer Amrein Loike Mishalim. Rebbe was looking at Mishalim. Chama said, "They ain't looking at Mishalim." Fine. Hani Mishal Hisu boy. But in the case of Mishal, when they say that you pay money because there's no Asura, Al Rishlokish command booking law. See, Ikir Meir, them are looking at Mishalim. Either they'll say the Mishnah Mishal is Remeir. That's our Mishnah over here. Rishlokish says this is Remeir, and the Mishnah over there in Shavuos also. Hid the gunish, we have a kippurim, is chayiv, because like a mashalim. And then whether you have a straw or not doesn't make a difference, because even if you have a straw, you pay the money, so the lack of a straw, you still pay the money. And they're arguing on Rechud Mekon, and they're saying that the chiv koris doesn't patter. Irbi etzok, the Amr loy shayim malchus, but chayim increases. Because they're showing the osin lesley. If there's no key of car, the key of car doesn't patter, and there's no key of Malchus, so that's why you have to pay. My lifter. What's the key of So the one who argued Chumim and Akana, the Mishnah whether in by Yom Kippur, you could say is Rabbi Yitzchok, but our Mishnah you can't say that. But our Mishnah over here, you can't say it's Rabbi Yitzchok, because that you'll answer the case of Choisoy, but you won't answer the case of Mamzeris. The Kasha Mamzeris, but he the Rishua is Ben Kirmeyer, Ben Kirbi Yitzchok. Okay. So the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Arayas or Shnias. So there's the Arayas in the Torah, and there are Shnias the Arayas. So what are the differences between the Arayas and the Shnias? The Arayas Einlan Kanas. Arise, but Shnias the Arise, Einlan Loi Kanas Ulo Pitui. So, there's no key of Kanas, there's no key of Mafat. They're paying the mominus of Mafuta, it doesn't pay. The Gemara is going to say, why now Arias? We understand there's no chi of kanas because the chi of chorus, the chi of malchus patters. The shnius, the Morris is, if the only rabbanon, why were they not to be mechayiv? Mechayiv to pay kanas. I mean, Arias is it's a roy. That's the Morris kasha. The Morris is going to say different pshat over here. The lashon of shnius over here doesn't mean what it normally means. That's the more right over here. We'll see soon. The Brisa continues. Hamama'enis. So a case of a girl who had her father had died, and her mother and brothers had married her off. Kedushin Rabbanan. And now she is Mamayan, and she refuses that marriage and she leaves the marriage. And then somebody's ma'anasir, ain't look at lo kanas or lo pitui. There's no chi of kanas and pitui. We have to assume that she's not absolute anymore because they had married her off. Islandus ain't lo kanas or lo pitui. She never reaches the stage of being a nara. She doesn't bring the simonim of godless, and when she finally does bring simonim of islandess, she goes straight to being a full bagaris. She never is a state of being a naru. But this is mshum shemra. Ein lo leknas lo pitui. So in the case a man married her heiress and then he doesn't sue and he says that there's no psulim. And then so he divorces her, so there's no chi of kanas or pitui. Now, the more is going to grapple with that's, I mean, she's mazana, tachtov, so the dish is over here a little more significant than the ain't kanas la pitui, she's chayav misa. Okay, so that's the braisa. More is my arayas and my shnias, the arayas. When the braisa says arayas and shnias arayas, so what does that mean? Yilem arayas means arayas mamish. Arayas is simple din of arayas. And shnius is medivri surfim. Shnius are that which the chavim added midir bonon, like we had in Yavamis. This sutara is imoy. They added aim imoy. The aim aviv, etc. Okay. So it's rabbanon. Morses kivin the midiraisa chazile. Since Minaraisa, those are, he's permitted to marry these people. So these are women that the Minaraisa, there's no lav involved, there's no chiv, there's no lav involved, it's not going to patur. Elamai, you're going to argue because we said before that the chiv kanas only applies to women that the Torah says he can marry afterwards. Well, he can marry these women. Amai Elahan kanas. So more says Elarayas, when we say Arayas over here, this Braisa, and Shnias Arayas, it's saying something else. There are some arayas which are chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. El arayas chayove Mrs. Bezdin. She is chayiv b'krisis. We have two levels in the arayas. We have the arayas which are chayiv misa, and you have arayas which are not chayiv misa, only chayiv koris. So what the Braisa is saying, that arayas, if it's a chayiv misa or is a chayiv koris, then there's no kanas. And the point of the Bryce is to have a chavilav and yeshtin kanas. The point of the mission is to tell me that if it's only a chiyav malchus, then there would be kanas. Umani, so then who is the town of this Bryce? It's Shimon HaTemani. Now, even though the Chara, we're not going to patter because of the Chi of Malchus, so let's say the case was Beshagig, there's a different problem that you have to be able to marry the woman. Right? So that we had the Machlokes before. What's when the Torah says Lo Siyah Le'isha, doesn't mean he has to be able to maintain her as a wife? Or it's a point, it has to be somebody that the Kedushin is typhus, even though he cannot keep her as a wife. So Shimon HaTimoni said, as long as the Kedushin is typhus, as long as the Kedushin will take effect, that's a fulfillment of a Lo Siyah Le'isha. Therefore, it's a Chiyav Kenas. So the Braisa, which says Malchus gets Knas, is only Shimon HaTimoni, that since the Kedushin is Chal, that's enough to say there's a Chiyav Knas. Ikad Amri, a second version, how you would answer this Braisa, arises Chayve Mises Bezin V'Chayve Krisis. Shniyas is Chayve Lavin. And money, Shimon B'Menasihi, that the point of the price is that it's potter, not because of the Einish, but because he holds, Shimon Anasi holds, that it has to be a woman that he can maintain as a wife. And Chayim Malchus he cannot maintain as a wife, and therefore he doesn't have to pay a kanas. Sirashi. Arise Yishnias. Back in Laman Hamer base. The Kamon Farish Lahu, the more they explain the rise and shnias. Kanas the Nusa Peter the Mafuta, Kanas by a case of a Nusa and Peter by the case of a Mafuta. There's no Kanas in Peter. Hamanis Mibalo, a woman who's Mamayan against her husband. And Yosem Katana, she's Siosa Ima, her mother married her off. Father's not alive, your mother married her off. Amina Babala, now she's Mamayan against her, so that's the conclusion of Rabbanan. And she can be Mamayan, she can refuse that marriage. And look, Kanas, Shayna Makas is Psula Helmanis. Since she was married to this man, we assume there is Bia, therefore she's not a Psula, there's no Chiv Kanas. Ireland of Shayna Simone in Naris Lorelam, she never reaches the state, an Islandist who her she's lacking some of this the normal reactions of a woman, body developments of a woman, so she won't bring someone in Iris. So the Ireland is that she's like she has male aspects to her. Sailor Kanas, Fish ain't Kanas El Lanaro. She will not develop Saris. So until she brings Simone Islandis later on in her life, she starts developing Simone Islandis, then she becomes a Gedolah. But she goes straight into the state of being a Begeris, so she's never a Nara. The Chi of Tara of Kanas only by a Nara, not by Begeris. Because Vala psulim, the husband did not find psulim. The Kaman Parach law, Baskilahi, there's a Chiyav Misa over here. Okay. suppose a rise means a rise of mamish, mafurish, brachri mois, behind the creases, those are the chai creases of a rise. And shnius is shagot, shacham al shnius lehen, the harchim in aveiru. Yon emi moi ve maviv, sharayas of shnius, but perik beis leivomis. So those cases over there. Kim the shnius kazan lehim in a rise, kina ve melosi elisha, it's a woman that he can marry, and therefore he should be chai to pay kanas. So my in lekanas, bishma rayas, ikal lemember kashim and atay money the less they nara hanara. So to be marv in those cases that there's a chi of kanas, fine. Shniyas kasha. So the teretz is chayve creases, the chayve laban will pay, and shim and atay money pray reishpiga the number isha sheishpur havaya. As long as the kedushin is chal, he's chayv to pay kanas. Alternatively, the price is saying chayv elavin, do not pay. And shemim anas, the number of isha haruya lekaima. It has to be a woman which he is able to maintain his marriage with. Okay, so the Gemara, Hamamanas ain't loy kanas or loy pitzui. So now, the law of Hamamanas only applies to girls of Katana. So clearly we're talking about a girl who's a Katana. We're saying a girl who's a Hamamanas doesn't have a kanas or pitzui. Hakatana ba'alma is law. So means, but in general, a girl who's a Katana will have a din of kanas. So money, Rabbanu Hidami Katana yesh lo kanas. Okay, so that means that the town of the Bryce has to be the Chachamim, because the mayor holds there's no key of Kanas by Katana, only by a Naru. So, and this Bryce is talking about a Katana and says that she doesn't pay because she's in a unique scenario of a Miyun. Means, but regular Katana, there would be a Kanas. So that's the Chachamim hold that there's a din of Kanas by Katana. But Ema Seifa, the next case, it says, Island is Ein Lo Loi Kanas Lo Pitui. So why by island is there no kanas? Because she never becomes a nara, but she was a katana. So let him be chai of the kanas because she's a katana. Asler Meir, Zerba katana ain't lo kanas. So like her mayor, we understand since by, when she's a katana, there's no chi of kanas. Vahami katnusa yotzus labagar. She goes straight from Tanus into Bagrus. She never becomes a Nara. But if you hold like your mayor that the whole key of Kanas is only when she's a Nara, she never is. Eilis is never a Nara. There's no key of Kanas. According to Chachamim, we say in the case before is a Chachamim. So by Eilis, let her have a Kanas when she's a Ktana. Reisha Rabbanim is safer a mayor. Lachar, we have you have this brisa. You're saying the brisa in the middle of the brisa. It switched. The first case of the brisa is the rabbanon. The second brisa is only going to make your mayor. That's not very comfortable. The more b'chitem a cooler mayor. Maybe you'll argue like this. Maybe I could come up with. That way to say the whole Bryce is Remeir. Okay. So the Seifa by Islandus makes sense. The problem is the Reisha, the case of Mamanis, she's only Mamayim when she's a Katana. She's only Mamayim when she's a Katana. So of course there's no Kanas. Colonel Rand, there's never a Kanas by Katana. Mamanis, Sabalak, Kirby Huda. And maybe we'll say that the Tana over here, Remeir, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, holds the girl, that the girl can be Mamayan even when she's a Gedarla. So it's possible to have a girl who's a Nara, who's a Mamayan, and then the Bryce is saying, a Stam girl who's a Nara, pay Kanas. Mamanis, no Kanas. Okay, and the Morse says, yeah, but Misavrla, he doesn't look at Rabbi Yehuda. Matanya, and Moshe Abbas Mamanis, till when can a girl be Mamayat? I should tell me she's Cyrus, the mayor, until she becomes a halacha kadarla. Once she becomes a gadol, when she's a nara, there's no, she can't be mine anymore. It's the girl has a right to be mamayin in the marriage, even after she brings two saris, until the hair which is there is more over the skin. The skin is a lava, so the area becomes full of hair. So that's the point where she can no longer be mamayin. But up to that point, even though she's a gadola, she has two saris, she's a gadola, she's still dumiyun. That's her, but the mayor says fairish, not like that. So according to the mayor, you never have a case of a girl who's mamanis, which is a gadola, and a baikatana, there's never a key of kas according to the mayor. So Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, so the more says, let's flip it around. Say the time of the bride is Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the case of Miyun, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible a girl who's a Nara, who's doing Miyun. So the bride is saying, Astam, a girl who's a Nara, there's a Chiv Kanas. A girl who's a Nara who does Miyun, there's no Kanas. What's the case of Eilidus? Ktana, mayor, regards to the halacha of Ktana versus whether there's a chiyuv kanas by Ktana, he holds a ger mayor, and therefore, by islandis, Ktana does not pay. She never becomes a nara, so there's no chiyuv kanas by islandis. So the more misavrala, can you say that Yehuda holds a ger mayor in regards to the halacha of Ktana that there's no chiyuv kanas by Ktana? Vahomarav Yehuda Marab Zudivir Meir, that when we say that there's a Kiev, there's no Kiev by a Katana, he points out this is Reb Meir. And according to what you're saying, Misa, according to what you're saying, Zudivir Meir, Reb Yehuda Miboyale. So when you want to say that is the opinion of Reb Meir, according to what you're saying now, it's the opinion of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. That's what Rav should have said. Okay. So Morris says, so what we first say is like this. Hai Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah is an undisclosed Tana. It's not Reb Meir, it's not Reb Yehuda. But this Tana, whoever he is, Sabalak Reb Meir Bechada, Podigalei Bechada. Says he holds a mayor that Ktana there's no kanas. That's why by Islandus there's no kanas. But he argues that a mayor, he holds a miyun can be like Reb Yehuda says that even when she's already a gedola, there's still possible that miyun. So the Tana of the Braisa is an undisclosed Tana, and he holds a mayor in one point, and not like a mayor in the other point. Rafa Mamarmai Mamanis Harila Mayan. It doesn't mean a girl who is married and she's being Mayan, etc. It means any girl who would be of the age that she's allowed to be, and she'd be able to be Mayan theoretically, which means a Ketana. So the more realistic Ketana, just say Gabal, just say Ketana, Kasha.
How come we don't just say Ma'anes, who was someone who went through the Miyun process, but now she's Nara?
So that's Tosfos Kasha over here. That the way Rashi learns that the point is she's Becheses Be'ula, so that it's relevant if he's boiled out when she's an Ara. Right? That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So Tosfos learns the Gemara differently. That what would be in a scenario with a man, the miyun is erka kedusha l'mafreya. So it comes to they were never married. It has luckily as if they were never married in any way, shape, or form. Let's say during that time that he was with her, he was ma'anis or debiya. And now, retroactively, they remove the marriage. So let's argue that that should be a case of a nusa that he's chayiv the kanas. But the Bryce said, no, there's no chayiv kanas in that. That's what Tosfos learns the Gemara. According to Rashi, just involved in, you know, so that first beer that he had with her, whether it's, I guess, if she wasn't willing and he had to convince her or he had to honest her, that's relevant in the Brisa. Rashi, you still have to answer Rashi. That's just Kasha and Rashi. I told it here.